Welcome to day 42 of my Everyday Bible with Rita Langland. We are progressing toward the end of the book of Exodus. We only have two more days in this wonderful and amazing book, but today we are covering chapters 36, 37, and 38 in the Amplified Translation, and we find ourselves in the place where the anointed people that God has chosen to prepare and design and create the tabernacle of Moses are beginning their work. And I think you'll find it interesting. And let's read together and then we'll share a little at the end. Exodus chapter 36, starting at the first verse. Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary shall work according to all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every able and wise-hearted man in whose mind the Lord had put wisdom and ability, everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to do the work. And they received from Moses all the freewill offerings which the Israelites had brought for doing the work of the sanctuary to prepare it for service. And they continued to bring him freewill offerings every morning. And all the wise and able men who were doing the work and on the sanctuary came, every man from the work he was doing. And they said to Moses, "The people bring much more than enough for doing the work which the Lord commanded to do." So Moses commanded, and it was proclaimed in all the camp, "Let no man or woman do anything more for the sanctuary offering." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient to do all the work and more. And all the able and wise-hearted men among them who did the work on the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue, purple, and scarlet stuff with cherubim skillfully worked on them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and its breadth 4 cubits. All the curtains were one size. Bezalel coupled 5 curtains one to another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one to another. And he made loops of blue on the outer edge of the last curtain in the set. This he did also on the inner edge of the first curtain in the second set. 50 loops he made in one curtain and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain, which was the second set. The loops were opposite one another. And he made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains together with the clasps so that the tabernacle became one unit. And he made 11 curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits and 4 cubits was the breadth. And the 11 curtains were of equal size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and the other 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the outmost edge of the curtain to be coupled, and 50 loops he made on the inner edge of the second curtain to be coupled. He made 50 clasps of bronze to couple the tent together into one whole. He made a covering for the tent of ram skins tanned red, and above it a covering of dolphin or porpoise skins. He made boards of acacia wood for the upright framework of the tabernacle. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth was 1 cubit and a half. Each board had 2 tenons, projections, to fit into a mortise to form a clutch. He did this for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made thus the boards for frames for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, and he made under the 20 boards 40 sockets or bases of silver, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons or hands, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. For the other side of the tabernacle, the north side, he made 20 boards and their 40 sockets or bases of silver, 2 sockets under the end of each board. And for the rear or west side of the tabernacle, he made 6 frame boards and 2 boards he made for each corner of the tabernacle in the rear. They were separate below, but linked together at the top with one ring. Thus he made both of them in both corners. There were 8 boards with 16 sockets or bases of silver, and under the end of each board, 2 sockets. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frame boards on the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of its other side, and 5 bars for the boards at the rear or west side. And he made the middle bar pass through halfway up the boards from one end to the other. He overlaid the boards and the bars with gold, and there are rings of gold as places for the bars. And he made the veil of blue, purple, and scarlet stuff, and fine twined linen with cherubim skillfully worked. For the veil, he made 4 pillars of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets or bases of silver. And he made a screen for the tent door of blue, purple, and scarlet stuff and fine twined linen embroidered. And he made the 5 pillars of it with their hooks, and overlaid their ornamental tops and joinings with gold, but their 5 sockets were of bronze. Chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half was the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. He overlaid it with pure gold, within and without, and made a molding or crown of gold to go around the top of it. He cast 4 rings of gold for its 4 corners, 2 rings on either side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles through the rings at the sides of the ark to carry it. Bezalel made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits its length and 1.5 cubits its breadth. And he made 2 cherubim of beaten gold on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. He made them, 1 cherub at one end and 1 at the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat, he made the cherubim at its 2 ends. And the cherubim spread out their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces to each other, looking down to the mercy seat. Bezalel made the showbread table of acacia wood. It was 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold and made a molding of gold around its top. He made a border around it, just under the top, a handbreadth wide, and a molding of gold around the border. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold and fastened the rings on the 4 corners that were at its 4 legs. Close to the border were the rings, the places for the poles to pass through to carry the showbread table. Bezalel made the poles of acacia wood to carry the showbread table and overlaid them with gold. He made of pure gold the vessels which were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for bread, its bowls and flagons for pouring liquid sacrifices. And he made the lampstand of pure gold. Its base and shaft were made of hammered work. Its cups, its knobs, and its flowers were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of the sides of the lampstand, 3 branches out of the one of it, and 3 branches out of the other side of it. 3 cups made like almond blossoms in 1 branch, each one with a calyx knob and a flower, and these 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the opposite branch, each with a calyx knob and a flower. And so for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand, on the shaft of the lampstand were 4 cups made like almond blossoms with knobs and flowers, 1 at the top and a knob under each pair of branches, of 1 piece with the lampstand for the 6 branches going out of it. Their knobs and their branches were of 1 piece with it, all of it hammered work of pure gold. And he made of pure gold its 7 lamps, its snuffers and its ashtrays. Of a talent of pure gold he made the lampstand with all its utensils. And Bezalel made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its top was 1 cubit square, and it was 2 cubits high. The horns were 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its sides round about, and its horns. Also he made a rim around it of gold. and he made two rings of gold for it under its rim, on its two opposite sides, as places for the poles to pass through and carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He also made the holy anointing oil, symbol of the Holy Spirit, and the pure fragrant incense after the perfumer's art. Chapter 38. Bezalel made the burnt offering altar of acacia wood. Its top was 5 cubits square, and it was 3 cubits high. He made its horns on the 4 corners of it. The horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils and vessels of the altar, the pots, shovels, basins, forks, or flesh hooks, and fire pans. All its utensils and vessels he made of bronze. And he made for the altar a bronze grate of network under its ledge, extending halfway down it. He cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grating to be places for the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles through the rings on the altar's side with which to carry it. He made it hollow with planks. He made the laver and its base of bronze from the mirrors of the women who ministered at the door of the tent of meeting. And he made the court. For the south side, the hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their pillars and their bronze sockets or bases were 20. The hooks of the pillars and their joinings were silver. And for the north side, the hangings were also 100 cubits. Their pillars and their sockets or bases of bronze were 20. The hooks of the pillars and their joinings were of silver. But for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits. Their pillars and their sockets or bases were 10. The hooks of the pillars and their joinings were of silver. And for the front, the east side, 50 cubits. The hangings for one side of the gate were 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, and their sockets or bases 3. And also for the other side of the court gate, left and right, were hangings of 15 cubits. Their pillars 3 and their sockets or bases 3. All the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen. The sockets for the pillars were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their joinings of silver. The overlaying of their tops of silver. And all the pillars of the court were joined with silver. The hanging or screen for the gate of the court was embroidered in blue, purple, and scarlet stuff, and fine twined linen. The length was 20 cubits, and the height in the breadth was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the court. Their pillars were 4, and their sockets of bronze 4. Their hooks were of silver, and the overlaying of their tops and their joinings were of silver. All the pegs for the tabernacle and around the court were of bronze. This is the sum of the things for the tabernacle of the testimony as counted at the command of Moses for the work of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the high priest. Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. With him, Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, a skilled craftsman and embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet stuff and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work in all the building and furnishing of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels by the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver from those numbered of the congregation was 100 talents. And 1,775 shekels by sanctuary standards. A beka for each man, that is a half a shekel, by the sanctuary shekel for everyone who is counted from 20 years old and upward for 603,550 men. And the 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets or bases of the sanctuary and of the veil, 100 sockets for the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their tops and made joinings for them. The bronze of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With it, Bezalel made the sockets for the door of the tent of meeting and the bronze altar and the bronze grate for it and all the utensils of the altar, the sockets of the court round about and of the court gate and all the pegs of the tabernacle and around the court. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we find basically a repetition of what was given to us some chapters back when the Lord got the directions from the Lord on the mountain on how exactly to construct the tabernacle. Today's reading shows us that the children of Israel, under the direction of Moses and Aaron as the high priest, did exactly what the Lord commanded them with regard to the building of the tabernacle. It repeats exactly how it was made precisely to the number of hooks and all the parts needed to put together the framework and the number of skins and all the different parts that were used, all the scarlet and the blue and purple and goat's hair and the silver and the gold and the bronze. And so we see with this repetition of what actually did take place that the children of Israel obeyed exactly in this issue of building the tabernacle as they were instructed by the Lord. The thing I want to bring to your attention today is something very, to me, quite interesting. It shows us in this, because we have been given this word that the Lord chose a certain man to be in charge of the actual work. And his name was Bezalel. He was of the tribe of Judah. And in chapter 35, the scriptures record this said of him, that God has filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and wisdom, with intelligence and understanding, and with knowledge and all craftsmanship to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting of stones for setting and in carving of wood for every skilled craft. And then it also said that God had put in his heart a heart to teach other people how to do the same. Now, I'm bringing out these men, Bezalel and then his associate who also worked, because God chose them and essentially anointed them for a very beautiful job, a very precious task. And yet, you wouldn't say it was it's not like a job that we would say is full-time ministry. In our day, we'd say, oh, the guy preaching in the pulpit is a full-time minister. No, there's an anointing of God for every single task that God needs done. And here is somebody who could work in gold, silver, bronze. He could do gemstone cutting. He could do wood carving and every type of skilled craft. And then it says that his associate was also, whose name was Aholiab, was also very talented in these same issues and in embroidery, which is going to be very key in part of the decoration that was used in preparing the tabernacle. The embroidery, beautiful. So here we have two men who are skilled craftsmen. They are artists. They are artisans. And yet it says that God himself put wisdom and ability in these men. Wisdom and ability. God gave them the gifts that they had. And then he assigned them and anointed them and called them to do a precious work for the Lord. Many people don't think about the job that they're doing as being something that's necessarily anointed by God. But it's very possible that what you are doing is a gift that God's given you. If you're a genius at computers, I guarantee you that's a gift that God has given to you. If you are an absolute whiz at administration, that is a gift that God has given you. If you are a jeweler and you work in gold and silver and work with gemstones like these men did and were able to do, that's a gift that God has given to you. Do you know that the Lord himself has gifted every person differently, and that he wants whatever work we are doing, whether it's in the marketplace or in the church building, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is God has anointed you, gifted you to do, do it with all your heart as unto the Lord. Here are two men, Bezalel and Aholiab, who, and every wise-hearted man, was also invited to join, in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary. Wow, so there's a gifting to do this type of work, crafts, art, this craftsmanship, all of these design. People who have that gift, it's from the Lord, and it's something God gave them. And we should look at those things with honor. We should look at those positions with honor, those gifts with honor, those jobs people undertake with honor, because these people can do things other people cannot do. It's a gift from the Lord. And I feel that we need to be more honoring of people in whatever gifting God has given them. In today's society, we have numbers of people working in all kinds of fields, and they don't feel like they're doing anything for the Lord. And yet, if you're utilizing the gift God gave you, and you are being obedient and being in the place that God sent you, then you are serving God where you are. And that is an important thing to understand and to value. The Lord valued these men so much. Moses valued these men so much. It says in verse 2 of chapter 36, Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every able and wise-hearted man in whose mind the Lord had put wisdom and ability, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to do the work. So Moses didn't force anyone to do any part of the building of the tabernacle. In fact, he operated the complete opposite of what they had experienced in Egypt, where they were forced to do labor to build. The slave labor of the Israelites was used to build many of the buildings and many of the cities in Egypt in that time frame, in that historical time frame. Their slave force was used for those kind of building. They were forced to do it. Here, Moses made it very clear. He wanted only the people whose heart stirred him up to come to do the work. He wanted willing-hearted workers to do the work of God. And it's the same with the Lord in your life. God doesn't want you doing something because someone's compelling you to do it. He wants you to serve God in whatever area God has you serving with a willing heart. And if you feel like you're, for example, in a job or employment that is not utilizing your skills that God gave you, then I would pray, Lord, you gave Bezalel and Aholiab a job that utilized their skills for your glory. I ask you to do the same for me. Put me in a place where the skills that you have given to me can be used to be a blessing. Make me a blessing. And cause me to walk in the giftings you've given to me. God can do that. God is so able to do that. He's the best employment counselor that ever existed, because he knows what your skills are, your gifts are, and he knows what you should be doing. And maybe you've just fallen into a job because it was available, or because someone needed someone and you ended up in that job, and you certainly never planned to become a such and such that you're doing right now. You know, God actually has a specific gift that you have hidden in your heart. Maybe you haven't utilized it, and he can put you to work doing that. It'll be a joy to you, and it'll be a joy to the people that you serve. Imagine Bezalel and Aholiab were probably in their glory. They were so excited to use their gifts to do something for the Lord that was so precious and so important, the building of the tabernacle, the place where the people would meet with the Lord. And God can do that for you as well. It doesn't have to be in a church building. In fact, remember, a church building's just a building. The church is you. We are the church. People are the church. You don't have to be in a religious setting to be serving God. You can be in the marketplace, strategically assigned by God, using the gifts He's given to you and sent there by God Himself to be in that place, that you might be a witness to the goodness and the love of God to those people. So don't be discouraged by the work you are doing and feel like you're not doing anything for the Lord. Just make sure that you are being obedient. If the Lord has placed you somewhere, be thankful for where you are. Ask God to make you a blessing. Ask God to show you how to use the gifts that you do have to bless that place of employment, your boss, your coworkers, your company. And then be obedient to the Lord in every step of the way. He may have you witness to people there. He may have you just praying for people there. God knows why He brought you to that place. But don't be discouraged, because God gave you your gifts and He has work for you and He has purpose for you. And it may not be inside a church building, but you are the church and you're to take God to people in the marketplace. Here, Bezalel and Aholiab used their God-given gifts, which were hands-on gifts. He could work in gold and bronze and carve wood and work with gemstones. I mean, those are hands-on work. And that was used for the glory of God in building of the tabernacle. He can do the same with you and through you. Just ask the Lord to guide you and look at your work as something you can do for the glory of God in whatever situation you're in, a company, a computer business, whatever it may be. You can do it for the glory of God, because if you're utilizing the gifts He gave you, being obedient to be where God sent you, then you also are glorifying God by your work. God bless you and give you a great week.